This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The state of Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging one of President Trump's many new executive orders, specifically the one that says the federal government will not recognize children born in America to parents who are here illegally as citizens. Savannah Tomei Olson has this story.
President Donald Trump signed a flurry of executive orders on his first day in office, many of them focused on immigration. One of them says the federal government will no longer consider kids born on American soil citizens if their parents are here illegally. That order stands contrary to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was ratified in 1868 after the Civil War. It says all people born or naturalized in the U.S. are citizens. Now 20 states are filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. Governor Tony Evers called Trump's order egregious and wrongheaded and said Wisconsin is joining the lawsuit to protect Americans' rights guaranteed in the Constitution. Attorney General Josh Call says the Constitution, federal law, and previous Supreme Court rulings are clear. People born here are citizens. America is one of at least 30 nations with birthright citizenship. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The bitter, dangerously cold temperatures we're experiencing across the state have made for record high numbers of people relying on homeless shelters and warming centers. Monday night, St. John's Ministry in Green Bay sheltered 110 men and 50 women. Day by Day Shelter in Oshkosh is offering 15 extra beds when the temperatures drop below zero. However, Oshkosh does not have an emergency winter homeless shelter. And there are no daytime warming shelters in Oshkosh, meaning people rely on places like the Salvation Army and the library. Warming shelters and places that offer overnight shelter can usually be found by calling 211 Wisconsin or the County Health Department. Wisconsin is part of a wide-ranging settlement against the owners of the mobile banking app Cash App. Wisconsin, along with 47 other states, secured a settlement against Cash App's parent company, Block, for violations of federal money laundering laws. The Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the company made it impossible to recoup money that was sent fraudulently, either by ignoring customer complaints or giving users the runaround when trying to get a refund. Block will have to pay $80 million in fines to the states and over $120 million to the victims. If you're interested in the history and management of Lake Sturgeon in the Winnebago system, as well as the present management of Lake Sturgeon in spearing season, the Wisconsin DNR invites you to a spotlight series meeting tonight at Fox Valley Technical College in Oshkosh from 6 until 8 p.m. Fisheries biologists will also discuss walleye management. The meeting will be in person and virtual via Microsoft Teams. For more information, visit the DNR website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking anglers to help curb the spread of invasive species while they're out on the water this winter. According to a press release, aquatic invasive species and fish diseases can be spread when anglers empty the water from their bait buckets or fish containers in different bodies of water, even in harsh winter conditions. Officials are reminding anglers to drain all the water from their buckets at the site where they filled them and remove things like mud or plants from their gear before leaving. The FDA has changed its mind, and now cranberries can be labeled healthy. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Good news for the nation's top producer. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. The FDA had proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. That way, something like a raisin, which has a bunch of natural sugar, doesn't get preferential treatment over the cranberry with its added sugar. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state. We're responsible for 62% of the nation's supply.
Country music artist Jason Aldean will bring his Full Throttle Tour to Green Bay in September. Aldean will perform at the Resch Center on Friday, September 5th. Aldean is an award-winning artist who has had over 18 billion streams, sold over 20 million albums, and has collected over 24 number one hits like Dirt Road Anthem, Flyover States, and Big Green Tractor. The artist presale tickets go on sale today. General public tickets go on sale Friday at 10 at ReschCenter.com. Taking a seat in the front row would be a great way to remember the voice of the Brewers Friday. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
In remembrance of Bob Uecker, the iconic voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades, Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin will be showing Major League Friday. The screening pays tribute to Uecker's performance in the 1989 comedy, which also starred Charlie Sheen. A partial donation of ticket sales will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. The memorial outside the ballpark continues to grow. There's no word yet about a Uecker memorial service.
Governor Tony Evers will give the annual State of the State Address tonight. Tune in to WGBW for special coverage of the speech, an analysis you're not going to find anywhere else. Join Civic Media's Todd Alba, our political editor Dan Schaefer, Civic Media News team members, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow for special live coverage of the 2025 State of the State Address, starting just before 7 o'clock on WGBW and at the Civic Media app. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Marquette defeats Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road over Seton Hall. The final 76-59. A big night for Cam Jones, who led with 19 points after a poor showing over the weekend in their loss against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much in just, you know, the last several months. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
Marquette hosts Villanova on Friday. The Badgers with a loss at UCLA, 85-83. The loss snapping a seven-game winning streak for the Badgers. They'll host Nebraska Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center. And in baseball, former Brewer and Yankee pitcher C.C. Sabathia voted into the Hall of Fame. The 6'6", 300-pound lefty came to Milwaukee in 2008 in that trade with Cleveland and led the Brewers to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. Beatles and or John Lennon fans will be interested to know that a new documentary about John and Yoko is coming this spring. Magnolia Pictures has announced that One-to-One, John and Yoko, will get an IMAX release April 11th. The film covers an 18-month period of John and Yoko's time in Greenwich Village in the early 1970s and features restored, never-before-seen footage. One-to-One will drop on Max for us streamers in late May of this year. Imagine not getting a role in a movie that is not live action and has no real humans because the producers tell you you look like a Smurf. That is what happened to actor Josh Gad. Gad was up for a role in Avatar in 2009, but was told director James Cameron didn't think he had the right body type. Apparently, Gad has such a strange body, they couldn't even change it with CGI like they did every other actor. For more insights, check out Gad's new book, In Gad We Trust. Award shows seem to always have issues finding hosts. Not so for the Grammys, who welcomed Trevor Noah back to MC the festivities this year, which will be his fifth consecutive. Variety reports that the Emmy-winning comedian will also be a producer on this year's show. The 67th Grammy Awards ceremony will take place February 2 at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Speaking of hosts, Conan O'Brien is set to host the Oscars, but these days, announcing hosts of the nominating ceremony has even become a big deal. Academy Award nominations will be announced Thursday, January 23. This year, hosting the announcements will be comedians Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett. If you want to watch the event live, you'll have to set your alarm as the announcements take place at 7:30 a.m. The actual Oscars ceremonies are March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and breezy today with off and on light snow showers, and it will be warmer with a high near 20 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, decreasing in the afternoon. Tonight down to 8 above, tomorrow sunshine 19, same for Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.